How's it going?
Fine.
I got your message just now. Your computer's all fucked?
Yeah, I know what it is, but I can't fix it.
You need a
Later.
disk?
Yeah.
You should just download it.
Yeah, exactly, huh?
Yeah. That's actually the first thing I always think of when I have like something like that happens. I'm like, oh shit,
oh,
yeah,
totally.
I should just download a new copy. Oh yeah. And you're like, yeah. you get so far into that thought before you have to stop yourself and go,
yeah,
that's impossible.
Yeah, it's true. No, I mean, yeah, I think of every possible. Get those off. Take that off. Jesus. But yeah, I was thinking like, you know, each other's computer still works and everything, but like has no write ability at all. It can't burn a disk.
Oh shit. What about a USB stick? You could boot from USB.
I don't have one. Yeah, I don't have one.
Oh.
But no, it's pretty funny. I guess Windows XP, right? You know, and it's like that's, you know, gotta be like what the most common one now, you know?
Windows what?
So like Windows XP.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, you know, hypothetically, I could go door to door and I'd probably only get 5 houses into it before I found someone with a fucking Windows XP disk, you know?
Yeah, totally.
I don't know. It's not quite the future yet for me.
Geez, yeah.
I could go door to door, but I suppose in the future I'll just be going port to port.
You're listening to the Spy vs. Spy podcast. Mini podcast.
Yeah.
Shit, well, what about, like, your brother have a computer? No, you would have thought of everything. Fuck it.
He's at work, and, you know, I mean, I don't want to put anybody out.
What about work computer?
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm going to be ganking a disc from tonight. So.
Yeah, all right. Fair enough.
Yeah, totally. I have no car with me right now. So.
Do you want this to be the show? Do you want this to be the show, or do you want to do it tonight?
I don't know. I don't know what's going to be going on. So,
all right.
Yeah, this can be it.
Just say a thing. What are you eating for breakfast?
I didn't eat anything yet. Yesterday, oh man, yesterday I hooked it up. You want to hear it?
Sure.
Chicken breast, you know, chicken breast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And onions, carrots. What's the other thing? Garlic, and there's another veg in there somewhere. Onions, garlic. Oh yeah, celery. And then cook that up for a while. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then I added pizza sauce. Okay. And then
tomato sauce?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And then some imitation crab meat. Okay. Hold up. And some pepper jack cheese.
Okay, nice. Wow, right. Chicken and crab together again at last.
Yep. And then I had that on a bed of cold spinach.
Huh.
It was really good.
Sure. It's like,
contrast, it was spicy. Man.
Yeah. Taint nothing wrong with that.
Nope. I admit the zoology of it is maybe a little skewed, but,
Well, I mean, okay. Think about it like this. If you go and find all the ingredients that you want, providing you, like, they all basically go together, you're not putting, like, chocolate sauce on it or something, but, like,
right,
you can pretty much make any combination of any of those types of things, and it will totally be good to eat, right?
Yeah.
That's what I think. I mean, it's not always going to be a 100% gourmet success or anything, but, you know,
right,
you put a bunch of things together, and you add some saltiness to it, and that's,
yep,
you know, that's a food.
It had spice, it had the salt, it had the, you know, tomatoey zest and everything,
yeah,
you know, but then the crisp, leafy spinach there. I mean, there's a lot,
yeah,
of spinach, you know.
So right.
Perfect proportions.
Go nuts with the spinach. That's what I always think about when people say they can't cook. Like, I don't understand what it is about cooking that's difficult.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, yeah. To make
heat comes out of?
Yeah, to make, like, a lasagna that doesn't fuck up or something maybe requires a bit of skill. Probably not really too much, but, you know, things like that. But if you just have a bunch of stuff in your fridge and you go, oh, fucking put some vegetables, put some meat, and make sure, like, as long as you know how to cook meat so you're not fucking barfing.
Yeah.
But beyond that, beyond, like, basic safety rules, like, what's the problem? How can anyone say they don't know how to cook? And everyone knows how to cook. Come on.
Racism?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
So your school of thought on the cooking is whatever's in the fridge, grab it and heat it up?
No, not always, but I mean, if you do that, it's not usually going to be a bad idea.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
It's not like, wow, I...
Unless someone else shops for you.
Yeah, I guess. But as long as you know not to put, you know...
You can't go in the shower, babe. You can't go in the shower. I just gave Spencer a haircut and he's so fucking pissed.
Oh, really?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Why?
Well, I started school pretty soon and everything. His hair is so shagged, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So hot.
That's how the kids wear it these days, though.
Oh, I know. Fuck, man, I wish I would have just left it. So fucking pissed. So, like, you know, I cut it and shit, and then he catches a glimpse of himself in the mirror, you know, and it's like quarter inch, you know, on top. He sees himself in the mirror, and he's like, what? Stop right now. I want you to be done. I never want to look in the mirror again. I want all my hair back on and all that shit.
Oh.
Blow me out.
Maybe you could buy him a really cool hat.
Yeah, I guess. A really nice wig or something. Yeah, so I might be cutting my hair to make up for it. I don't know.
And then giving it to him?
Well, no, but just, you know, commiserate. So.
You should let him cut your hair.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I guess.
It's payback time, Pops.
Just scalp. Just peels his scalp.
Well, I mean, you don't give him scissors.
The sparks of the clippers just fucking scraping against my skull.
Your metal head because you're Destro?
Yeah, totally.
Cobra Commander.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Yep. You know what I was thinking today? Not even today, was actually the last few days. I've been thinking about, like, what I really look forward to every day.
Yeah.
And, you know, some people are like, oh, like, what? Okay, what's the best part? Not necessarily always what you look forward to, but, like, what is your... You know, there's got to be a certain part of your day where you're like, yeah, yeah, life's good. Even if it's small, even if it's when you're eating a hot dog. What is it for you?
Smoking.
Just any time you have a smoke? That's the... But is there a particular time? Like, do you like to have a coffee with it? Does that make it better? Like, what's
ooh,
the...
Ooh, smoke and coffee? Yeah, totally. Smoke and coffee after meat? Oh, shit.
But that probably doesn't happen every day, right?
No.
So, and when is it, like, if you're at work, is that better? Or is it better, like, before work?
I suppose,
or...
After dump euphoria is pretty good.
Yeah, that is pretty good. And if you've been maybe reading something good on the toilet and then you're done, you're like, hey, I really accomplished.
You know what else is a good one? This is actually, you know, whatever. But I wake up every morning to, I have to, you know, de shit Allison, you know?
Right.
And once that initial de shit is done, and it's like, well, I know she's not going to shit now for at least 8 hours, you know? Mm-hmm. That's pretty nice. That's a pretty nice feeling. Like,
wow.
Knowing that the shit is kept at bay.
Yeah.
Because, like, if I get up and, like, she didn't shit yet, then it's just like, well, I better not dig into anything fun. You know, I better, like, put off any long-term projects because the shit's a-coming.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you have, like a fully charged electronics device before a trip or something. You're like, I'm gonna be good to go. I'm set
totally.
For a while here. Yeah.
She's down to shit zero. Like,
She's
totally. Because then it's like, you know, we could leave the house, we could go do a thing, whatever, but it's like, you know, if she's like a time bomb of shit, it just sucks like going somewhere and like the grocery store and like, you know, like get all the produce and start going around, you know, cereal and whatnot, and then suddenly it's just like,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. You should, maybe they should invent like a poo bar, like, indicator. Like how many poo bars, you know? It's like, oh, she's in the green. She's got full, actually, it wouldn't be full. It'd be empty poo bar, wouldn't it?
I'm sure I could retrofit one of those, you know, insulin tester.
And find out how full a poop bucket is.
Yep.
Yeah. For me, I just, like, the first... like couple sips of coffee.
Yeah.
No matter how you wake up, I just like, man, that's what I look forward to every day. And I realized a couple days ago that like sometimes I go to bed thinking like, okay, hurry up, go to bed and wake up so you can enjoy that coffee before you got to go to work and do anything. Like it's like 10 in the morning or something like that. And yeah, just I got nothing to do for a few hours. I don't even have to like do the podcast or anything. I'm just like sitting there, basically, maybe looking at my computer, maybe not even doing anything, maybe just sitting there. But I've found that that's what I look forward to, and I couldn't decide if that was like a good, simple kind of like, you know,
human enough.
Yeah, but then I thought like, man, shouldn't I be aspiring to more than that? I don't know.
Aspiring versus pyring.
Yes. Pie ring.
Gross.
Yeah. Well, all right. How was your day off?
Oh, it's great. Totally great.
Do anything?
Yeah, I drew some robots.
Oh yeah, I saw them.
That's what I did.
Cool. Right on.
Yep, Heather finished the Harry Potter book day.
So now you can?
No. She can loan it to someone else.
Oh, have you read any of them?
No.
No, me neither. And I keep thinking, like, there's so much hype and everything. Like, oh, maybe I should see what this is about. But I'm like, that's how they get you, you know?
Yeah. No, I read the titles of about 5 of them.
I think I read about the first chapter of the first one, like, many, many years ago. And I was like, I don't really think I like this. And then it, like, took off and exploded and became, like, a huge thing. And now, basically, like, I don't really have any interest in it other than just to see what the fuck everyone's talking about, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's not a good way to live your life. Shouldn't do that just because of hype or what people say.
Never care what anyone's talking about.
No. Yeah. No.
No, I agree.
So, I don't know. I keep thinking, like, well, maybe I'll just watch the movies. Or,
you know what the working title is for the new book?
There isn't one, is there?
No, I mean the one that just came out. You know what the original one we called?
Oh, no, I don't know.
Harry Potter and the Shark That Ate Everyone.
Yeah?
But she was afraid that the sales would be not as brisk if she revealed so much in the... Oh, shit, spoiler alert. Sorry, everyone.
Sharks? Yeah. Don't you find out in the end that someone survived, though?
I meant, and the blank that ate everyone.
Ah,
there we go. That's better. Phew! No, wait, the shark that ate blank. No.
Oh, no! When you say blank, it just sounds like a swear.
Oh, yeah, totally.
It's the shark that ate shit.
Do the robot. Come on, do it.
Yeah, you know.
Do my robot. Do my robot all night long.
Yep.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I just, you know, I'm roaming. I got minutes, you know.
Going oh, shit. Oh, really? Oh, fuck. No. Oh, what?
Whatever. Who cares at this point, man? No, it's cool, but I should really get going.
All right.
My boy's going to prune up there. He's rinsing off all of his little hair trimmings in the shower and just fucking just pissed, just like...
You should dye it black.
Father, yes, son, I want to kill you. That's what he's saying.
Dye it black.
Doing that whole doors thing right now.
Then his grumpiness can, like, be a thing for him, you know?
Oh, yeah, sure, totally.
It can, like, really work for him.
Yeah. Oh, my God, his ears are so fucking dirty. Oh, shit.
His ears?
Oh, yeah.
Like, behind inside?
Him? No, behind.
Oh, come on now. That shouldn't happen.
No, I mean, well, you know, you wash him in the bath and everything, and you think you got it, but there's, like, that little,
bacon flap?
I'm hesitant to say ear vagina, but there's no other word for it. behind, but kind of tucked in.
Yeah.
I open that shit up, and there's fucking full cheeseburger patties and shit in there, man.
Did you save them all? He's your golden goose, dude.
Save them?
Yeah.
No, there's a little...
Oh, they weren't fresh? They were old. Oh, okay. I thought maybe his ear was...
A little cheek and gum, dude. I got the...
His ear was generating cheeseburgers, and you're just shaking them up and down. Whee! Yep.
All right, yeah, I got a split.
Okay, man. Well, thanks for talking on the phone. This has been the Spy vs. Pie podcast.
Weird.
Hopefully back to working order soon.
Yeah,
but
totally.
If not, then you know what? You know why. So,
yep, that's right. Informative.
Heads up, assholes. Since 2006.
All right.
I hope there's no punctuation when someone types that. Heads up, assholes. So.
Yeah, when I
All
drive
right.
it.
Okay. Right. Bye, Peters.
Thank you.